The vault was incredibly hot, dusty and smelt of vinegar. Piles of varying size film cans were spread across the room in no particular order. Those cans that had labels of their contents were dirty and yellowing. The shelves were overflowing with thousands of the rusting metal containers, and at some point the capacity had been reached and the floor had become the only option for storage. A slight breeze and an eerie sound filled the room as slowly a large blue box with a light blinking on top of it appeared. The door of TARDIS opened and Doctor Who stepped out.
"Tremendous,"
said Doctor Who, very pleased with himself. He had arrived just in the nick of time. He breathed in the stale air and immediately started sneezing. He took a handkerchief from his top pocket and covered his nose. His eyes watery, he set to work.
"Oh, dear me, oh, what a mess this is indeed, Ian. It's safe, my boy,"
Doctor Who called out. He surveyed the room. He didn't have time to read any of the labels, so grabbed a handful of the nearest films and quickly as he could, took them into TARDIS. Ian stepped out of the time machine into the room and immediately tripped over a film can on the floor and went crashing into a shelf, knocking it over. The film cans fell and split apart, sending their contents unspooling across the floor, and a huge cloud of long undisturbed dust filled the vault.
"Ian, my dear boy, are you okay? You really must be careful."
Doctor Who rushed over to help him up. He was beginning to regret taking Ian along on this trip, but he needed the young man's muscle, such as it was. Ian stood up and dusted himself down.
"I'm okay. So the Omnis were right, then. This is the lost archive of terror."
Ian's words were cut short as the room shook violently, and a creak and a groan of metal in the distance stopped Doctor Who in his tracks too, and he reassessed the situation.
"We must hurry, Ian. We need to save at least some of their archive. There's no time to take it all now."
Doctor Who was about to go to another shelf when the room shook again. This time the shelf next to the one Ian had fallen into collapsed into another, and like dominoes, each and every shelf started to crash forwards to the floor. One of them fell in front of the doors of TARDIS, blocking their only way out.
"Ian, we have to go. This is far too dangerous."
They both scrambled across to TARDIS and pushed the shelf out of the way. As they did so, a hissing sound filled the room and a large crack appeared across the metallic ceiling. Just as they both entered TARDIS and closed the door, the crack opened up and the vault ripped apart.
"Oh dear, well, we did our best, Ian. Let's go back with what we have."
Doctor Who showed him the scanner, and the view from outside of the ship was a very sorry sight. Outside, the room had split off into several pieces, and its remaining contents floated out into the vast vacuum of space towards the sun. The ship was totally destroyed. TARDIS arrived back to the Earth-like planet Omni. Ian and Doctor Who opened the door and were met with a round of applause from the waiting gathered crowd.
"We actually found it. The remains of Collectorite 97. You were right, Marisi. The vault of the ship had indeed survived the attack from space pirates 50 years ago. Although I'm afraid we were a little late and couldn't save all of it, and has now unfortunately melted into your son. I suppose some things are always meant to remain lost, but..."
Doctor Who took a film can from behind his back and gave it to Marisi. On the label it read, "The Adventures of the Professor, the Roof of the World."
"We can't thank you both enough. Our people thought we'd never see these treasures again. We are just grateful for what you have brought to us. The vault's existence had long been rumored, and we thought it was lost to us forever,"
said Marisi. As the sun set across the horizon and the party was in full swing, the people of Omni sat and watched the long-lost films, and Ian and Doctor Who quietly slipped away back to TARDIS.